There is a gang in Tampa that, like many other gangs, has initiation rites, has rival gangs, and its members leave their mark artistically in various places. But as WUSF's Quincy Walters reports, this is not the type of gang you're probably thinking about.
Start crying. Ask me questions about nerds.
The initiation into the gang is unconventional.
Now, you gotta smoke a cigarette and go in a haunted house.
That's Anthony Record, the ringleader. But then again, it's not your typical gang. They are the Tampa Drawers Sketch Gang. Every Wednesday, they meet at the Quaid Art Gallery in Tampa. The one being initiated is Eric Goodnight. He's the founder of the rival Drink and Draw Social Club. There's actually no rigorous initiation. All you need is a pencil and paper. Goodnight has that and more supplies in his heavy-duty toolbox.
It's either this or sit at home and watch cartoons. So I think being out amongst actual human beings is probably a good way to spend an evening.
His thoughts on the group so far?
Record's a weirdo.
I'm like the least weird one. Right?
Record says he started the group because he felt it'd give other artists a support system, something that's hard to find after leaving art school.
It's kind of a similar vibe, similar kind of community that automatically gets created in art school.
Chase Sherman is drawing Homer and Bart Simpson with the hopes of putting the image on a button. On the day I speak to him, his online store called Bootleg Buttons was temporarily shut down because of a copyright infringement.
I actually got a cease and desist from the Pusheen people.
Pusheen, by the way, is a web comic about a heavy-set gray cat.
I got an email today. They shut down my Etsy store. Yeah. So that's Bootleg Buttons. Not scared of getting sued.
Sitting across the table is Daniel Ryan. It's only his second time here. He says he doesn't get out much and that the group offers him a chance to socialize.
Just to hang out with like-minded people and just hang out, draw. I get to flesh out a lot of ideas before I actually sit and paint them. So, yeah, good company.
He says that most of his work is about anxiety, depression, and what he calls the indifference of the universe. Right now, he's sketching the Grim Reaper in a somewhat comedic predicament.
It's some kind of ghoul trying to pull death out of a pool, but he's giving him a thumbs up, and his dog is kind of helping out, watching over him. But yeah, just nonsense until I think of something real.
Lauren Marotti has been with the group from the beginning.
And what do you draw?
Oh, I don't know. Terrible stuff. But good stuff. But terrible.
Oh, good. Why is it terrible?
Everything's terrible.
Everything is terrible.
Very positive.
It's true. That's going to be my next
one. This should be.
Putting it on a
button
right now. I should
be a spokesperson. Everything is terrible.
Sam Newton is another member. She says the Tampa arts community is small, but she's hoping the gang will help change that.
A lot of people leave Tampa because it's obviously not New York City or Los Angeles, but there are people here that do care. Quaid is pretty cool sketch gang, gets local artists together that otherwise maybe wouldn't hang out.
The Tampa Drawers Sketch Gang is a collection of artists who have a sense of humor, but who are serious about their craft. And to join, you don't need to smoke a cigarette and go into a haunted house. All you need is something to draw with and something to draw on. Quincy Walters, WUSF 89.7 News.